That he'd have a chance in getting the angels, especially like an archangel, to yield. Because what happens is when an archangel comes, now Jeannie Bell can smote them. She can smote angels. She gets that. She knows how to do it. But she's strong. What that means is she knows who she is in God. She knows who she is. There's no question. She knows. You don't have to ask her. She knows. I mean, she's the kindest, warmest, most compassionate person probably on this planet. Okay? You need to get on your hands and knees. And if she happened to spit on you, you'd probably feel better than you did otherwise. Okay? And that being said, she's the one that would be reverent and soft and easy and kind and let you be wherever you are until you are not. Okay? That's a wonderful position. Because she's comfortable in her place of power. She's grounded. Okay? And that bleeds through marvelously. Marvelously. Can't even say that. Marvelously. Marvelously. Maybe that's the way to say it. Marvelously. But the marvel is that you come into your power and you still, we'd say, some level, have a bit of humility. Meaning, just because you're God don't mean you have to cram it down somebody's throat. Right? No reason right. to. Not necessary. You still be God. You know, remember Bob with his big trouble? And we talked about all that? Well, we told everybody, see, how to handle that and how to work with it. So now you don't have to even suffer from big dick syndrome. Isn't that great? So now, let's get you off right quick because that's what we promised. We said you got you wet. Now we got to get you going. The point of this connection allows you to find some way to make your power be known. Or notable to no one except for yourself. You hope for the realm of glory. But we want you to have glory. We don't want it to be in the hope realm. Hope is a marvelous thing to have, but it is a suck-ass, terrible strategy. To hope you become God is a terrible place. You don't want to hope. You want to know.